Welcome back. I'm Roberta Mullen, and I am reporting from HIMSS 17 for Healthcare Now Radio. I'm with Michael Ball, the Senior Vice President of North America for Bridgehead Software. Hi, Michael.
Roberta, hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to see you again this year.
Yeah, it's nice to see you again.
How's the booth going?
Actually, we have a meeting room this year, which, if you drop by, is decorated out in all camouflage and military apparel. Our point being that from our perspective, data management is under assault from all directions, and Bridgehead has a bunch of solutions that fit right into that theme. And so we've actually added a little flavor, so when people walk past the meeting rooms, they stop because they wonder what on earth's going on in our meeting room, and that's what's going on in our meeting.
That's great. That's great. So last year we discussed your independent clinical archiving as it related to things like legacy systems, interoperability, data sharing, migrating EHRs, and how this had strategic value to the user. Is archiving still a major issue with hospital systems, and what are you learning at HIMSS this year?
We're learning a lot. In actual fact, we've learned a lot since we last spoke a year ago. And I would say the overwhelmingly single issue that we're coming up with that the independent clinical archive addresses is the upgrading or the transitioning of EMR or EHR. And because we have such a large installed base in North America, however we present HealthStore's solution, it quickly gets to, oh, so can you help me migrate data out of my old EMR and bring everything into the new EMR so that I can see things in a much more efficient way? And that's so, the thing we've learned is that transitioning EMR is a big deal.
And who are your types of clients? What are the type of clients that you have?
For the most part, we have those kinds of conversations with folks in the IT departments, although we're finding more and more that they're bringing in clinical people into that discussion. So I don't know how much of the conversation you recall from a year ago, but many of the conversations we were having back then were to do with the independent clinical archive as a next generation vendor neutral archive, and many of our conversations were around the transitioning of PACS systems and the migration of that data into an independent clinical archive so that PACS transition can happen smoothly. In those conversations, we're typically with radiology folks. When we talk about transitioning EMRs, the IT people are very much front and central in that activity, but they're working very closely with, for example, CMIOs, who are particularly interested in how easily the data from the old system can be viewed or accessed from the new system. And I'm happy to say that we've been collaborating very strongly with our biggest EMR partner, Meditech, over the last year, and working closely with their interoperability team. And we're now able to literally bring up all of the other patient data, be it from the legacy EMR system, from the PAC system, any data format, whatever, and actually bring it up and view it within the EMR screen that the physicians are working with to treat patients. So they don't have to close out of that, they don't have to go into another application, they don't have to walk down the corridor, unlock a door, fire up a machine and run a paper report. It all comes to the new EMR, and that's the work that we've been doing this year with Meditech, which is
so
very exciting.
So are you optimistic that this is really going to all come to fruition?
I think you have to be very pragmatic in your expectations, and so you can't solve all the problems of the world in one shot. So we're focusing a lot of attention right now in solving this problem, which is the making the data available very easily in the new EMR. And the reason that we're putting a lot of effort into this is that what we are hearing, and this is another learning from HIMSS this year, is that the managing multiple workflows isn't fun. And it's not really anticipated when a new EMR is brought on board that the clinical folks are going to have to be managing multiple workflows. They are reluctant to close down the one that they love and have held dearly for the last decade or so. They're keen to see the advantages of the new one, but frankly, the challenge of managing multiple workflows is real. And what we try and do is quickly we talk about actionable data and referenceable data. Actionable data needs to get into the new EMR as it is, because it's probably being involved in patients in who are actively being treated at that time. But most of the data doesn't fall into that category. It's referenceable, it's being kept for other purposes. We suggest that gets migrated directly into the archive, the independent clinical archive, and then we provide a link to the EMR so that that can be easily accessed and viewed. And we have a registration system that makes it very easy to find the particular data or the particular patient that you're looking for and the particular data that you're looking for that patient.
How can people find you on the web?
Bridgeheadsoftware.com.
Bridgeheadsoftware.com. Thanks for joining us again,
Michael.
Welcome.
A lot of fun. Thank you.
This has been another HIMSS highlight. Thanks for joining us.